What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy asking the question this morning on whether or not destination weddings are yay or nay. We got a message from our girl Kelly this morning that's weighing in.
Yes, Kelly wrote us on Instagram and she said, "Hey you guys, my name is Kelly and I wanted to reach out to get some insight from your listeners. I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years now and last weekend we got engaged, which I really still can't believe. Before last weekend, I truly never in my life thought about my wedding. I was never the girl with the secret Pinterest board. Even deciding on what ring to get was a struggle. My now fiance says he doesn't care either way what we do when it comes to celebrating our love. I'm leaning towards a destination wedding because I know if I did something here, I would feel this weird sense of pressure to invite everyone, and I feel like it would snowball into something bigger than I truly want. My thought on a destination is that it would be fun and a vacation for everyone attending, but I fear the ones who mean the most to me might not be able to attend. Like, I don't envision my 90-year-old grandma getting on a plane, but that's neither here nor there. I don't know what to do at this point, and I really want to hear from your listeners to see if anyone else has thoughts on this, has experienced this, or has attended this as a guest. Thanks again, Moose and Breezy. Love the show."
Okay, thanks for writing in, Kelly. This is a great question because there's so many people that do have destination weddings.
Yeah.
But obviously, you can invite everyone. And, you know, it's the argument that was had between my parents and my brother when he was getting married. He wanted to get married in Italy. It was like,
you know,
your grandma wants to be a part of your wedding. There's no way she can get on a flight and go to Italy, so therefore she can't be a part of your day.
Yeah.
And it's like, there are so many people who are in your life that you might be very close to. It's not realistic for them to travel like that. It's just not.
But then again, it's not their day.
It's not their day, but you have to decide, is this somebody you care if they're there or not? It's going to hurt them.
Right.
Because they're really going to want to be there.
Sure.
But absolutely. not everybody's capable of traveling like that. Unless, you know, you're doing something like Florida or South Carolina. But why? What is the I don't know, why the destination wedding?
Well, she said, I mean, like, it would trim the fat of people who, like, really don't want to be there or can't afford to be there. They're not going to be there. And I think her idea behind it is, like, those people would come if I had it here out of convenience for them, but I'm not getting married out of convenience for other people. I'm getting married because I want to.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
See, I just got an invitation in the mail yesterday for my good friends who are, they live in LA, but they're going to get married in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ugh. I'm like, yeah.
So supportive.
I've done the destination weddings. I've done the Aruba, the Bahamas. I've done all that. And I'm like, it's so much money.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, but. Again, it's a vacation for the guests. Like, it's an excuse for them to go on vacation because I don't know any other time that they would just be like, yeah, let's go to Aruba.
I'm telling you right now, any guest that gets an invitation in the mail for a destination wedding is pissed. They're not like, oh my God, this is going to be fantastic. They're pissed because automatically they're thinking of the money coming out of their wallet.
Then they don't go. I mean... And if you want a smaller wedding, I think destination is the way to go.
Would you do it?
So I've also been like quasi thinking about this because like I have always wanted to go to Atlantis, Bahamas. Always, always, always. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. She interned Joe. She almost started a GoFundMe page for it.
So close to doing that. But for me, I mean, I have to like research what's safe or not to get married at.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Because you also have a grandmother in her 80s. Would she be capable of attending that wedding?
I don't know. That's a question we're going to need to dabble in when the question gets popped. But like
Grandma Jill.
It's not like I can just go to like any island because it's not safe for all LGBTQ couples. So... It's hard to like, you really have to research that. You can't just like go and
right.
hope for the best.
Sure.
Right.
You'll get killed.
Literally.
It's scary. It's really scary. But I mean, there are some places like my ex just got married. I think in like, I don't know where she went, but it looked like an absolute blast. And I mean, the people that want to be there will be there. They'll make it work. If they care about you enough
yeah.
and they want to do that for you, go for it.
Yeah, there's been a couple of weddings where I had to say no to, where I was invited to be a groomsman. But my best friends, you know, the one that got married in Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I stood up with him at his wedding. That was a very expensive trip. But like you said, those were the people. They're like my brothers. I had to be there, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the memories are in the books now. We remember that trip forever because we did. We had a blast.
Let's get to some text here. My biggest advice is to have the wedding that you want. And if you want a destination wedding, go for it. But don't think that people will come. You'd be surprised. If that's what you want, then do that. But don't base your wedding around other people. My wedding was local and a huge headache. Sometimes I wish we just chose a destination to cut out the stress.
Listen, whether you... do a wedding farther away or whether you do it here locally, a wedding day is in leading up to it is going to be a headache regardless.
Destination yeah. weddings are the worst because they cause stress for everyone that's invited. Okay. I know a couple who have done a destination wedding and not been able to invite everyone in their family that they would like to. What really put a distinction on... them throwing a party back here after they got back so all of their loved ones can come or live stream the ceremony as well. That could be something to look into.
We got a message coming. I'm reading this right now from an Emily that says, good morning, guys. I made it clear to friends that I will not be upset or sad if they RSVP no, because I know it would be a huge financial burden to some. However, we are in a place, my fiance and I, of possibly experiencing no-shows at our destination wedding. Getting married in July, and I'm very, very nervous that people are just not going to show. That would suck too, especially if you pay for them to be there. Yeah. They're just like, yeah, could they text you a month later? Sorry, we missed it.
Sorry.
Yeah. You guys still there?
This person says, no, that's not true at all. Wanting to be there doesn't apply when you have to spend $3,000 on a trip. I don't know. If you care about me, you'll do it. Sorry.
Yeah, but you're, like I said, your grandma cares about you, but she's probably not capable of doing it.
You guys, I mean, like, yes, a typical wedding guest isn't going to spend $3,000, but if you're a bridesmaid, you're definitely spending that regardless. And I'm not going to make my, you know, bridesmaids go on like this lavish bachelorette. It'd probably just be at home because we're already doing the big thing when we do the wedding. So it's all going to come out in the wash.
I find this to be incredibly selfish, but my friend of a friend. So my friend gets, you know, has to go to a wedding. She's got to be in the wedding. The bachelorette party is in Tennessee. Okay, they all go to Tennessee. And instead of getting married here, she decides we're just going to do it in Florida for no apparent reason at all. So now they're spending money on the bachelorette. Then they're spending money to go to Florida. This wedding cost everybody thousands.
Mine was the opposite. The bachelorette was in Florida and then the wedding was in Tennessee.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's the place to do it, I guess. But I guess my question is, just out of curiosity, let's say there is a destination wedding and you got to spend a buttload of money. That's the gift, right? You don't have to spend money on a wedding gift?
Sure. Let's say that. But also, like, that triggers me because I spent $300 on a flight to Florida and then I spent $400 on a flight to Tennessee for things that were surrounded by you. I think the destination wedding is a everyone thing. Like, it's not just, oh, I'm going to this wedding and I'm going to this bachelorette because I have to. It's like, I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, so
that's like, spend it that way.
Yeah, so before I moved home, me and my ex-girlfriend, her best friend got married in Mexico. So we go to Puerto Vallarta. I think that's what it is.
Ooh.
We stay there for 3 days. We do the wedding. And then we take a vacation up north to Sayulita, Mexico. We stay there for 4 nights. Pretty sketchy, but also extremely fun. But we made a whole trip out of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was the destination wedding. And also people in the wedding party came with us. And
sure.
So it was a big party. But at the same time, I'm like, this is costing me a fortune.
Not you touring around Mexico.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Yeah, it's very well traveled. Kelly, thanks so much for weighing in. And best of luck. Decisions like these, tough decisions,
mm-hmm.
You just got to flip a quarter. And whatever George Washington tells you to do, that's what you got to do.
Flip that quarter.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98KXY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.